This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. Lawmakers on Capitol Hill have resumed the process of certifying President-elect Joe Biden's Electoral College victory hours after an angry mob of President Trump's supporters stormed the Capitol, forcing members to be rushed from the building. Hundreds of protesters, stirred up by a rally in which President Trump urged them to march on the Congress, stormed into the building Wednesday afternoon. The chaos halted Congress's constitutionally mandated counting of the Electoral College results, which showed Biden defeated Trump 306 to 232. Police later cleared the building, and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Congress would finish its duty.
This failed insurrection only underscores how crucial the task before us is for our republic.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer called the action a stain on our country that will not be easily washed away.
The final, terrible, indelible legacy of the 45th President of the United States, undoubtedly our worst.
The incident sparked bipartisan outrage, with many lawmakers blaming the president for the violence. President-elect Joe Biden has condemned the protesters' storming of the Capitol, calling it an unprecedented assault on American democracy. Speaking from Wilmington, Delaware, Biden called the action an assault on the most sacred of American undertakings, the doing of the people's business.
The scenes of chaos at the Capitol do not reflect a true America, do not represent who we are. What we're seeing are a small number of extremists dedicated to lawlessness.
Biden is set to be inaugurated as the 46th president on January 20th. This is VOA News. World leaders are expressing shock at the storming of the U.S. Capitol. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
World leaders reacted with shock and horror. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson tweeted, "Disgraceful scenes in U.S. Congress." German Foreign Minister Heiko Maas tweeted, "Contempt for democratic institutions has disastrous effects." Former Swedish Prime Minister Carl Bildt tweeted, "This is insurrection, nothing less." I'm Mike Gracia.
Democrats on Wednesday completed a sweep of the two U.S. Senate seats up for grabs in runoff elections in the state of Georgia. AP's Jackie Quinn has details.
Journalist John Ossoff held a lead of slightly more than 0.5%, with no path left for incumbent David Perdue to regain the lead. At 33 years old, Ossoff will be the youngest sitting U.S. senator and the first Jewish person to serve from Georgia, running on a platform of fairness and inclusion.
I'll be for you in the U.S. Senate. I will serve all the people of the state.
Reverend Raphael Warnock also ousted incumbent Kelly Loeffler for the other Senate seat, which gives Democrats now the majority in the Senate. An AP VoteCast survey finds black voters, young voters, and new arrivals to Georgia are behind the flip from red to blue. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Hospitals in California are so swamped that drastic measures are being taken as the state sees at least 24 more cases of a new, more contagious variant of the coronavirus. We get more from AP's Julie Walker.
California is ordering hospitals to accept patients from other facilities that don't have room to treat people with COVID, and for those where ICU capacity is bottoming out, to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries so they have enough beds. Officials have already warned to start considering rationing care because of the expected post-holiday surge in cases. In San Diego County, health officials say they identified 24 new cases of the UK strain, with another 4 suspected in people who don't seem to have traveled, and it's likely elsewhere in the state. I'm Julie Walker.
The European Union's Executive Commission has given the green light to Moderna's COVID-19 vaccine, providing the 27-nation bloc with a second shot to use in a desperate battle to tame the virus that's rampaging across the continent. The European Commission granted conditional marketing authorization for the vaccine. Wednesday's decision came against a background of high infection rates in many EU countries and strong criticism of the slow pace of vaccinations across the region of some 450 million people. The European Medicines Agency recommended the conditional authorization following a meeting on Wednesday. Find more at our website, voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.